If you're a busy woman raising children and you want to learn to reverse engineer how you want to feel in all areas of your life, listen up. For the first time ever, I am teaching my energetic time management process. Not only am I teaching it live, but you're getting one-on-one access to me. Yes, you heard that correctly. You can reach out to me personally and get feedback on how this process is working in your life. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/workshop. As soon as you register, you are going to get a pre-recorded training video that you can watch over and over and over again that also has an accompanied PDF, step by step. I'm literally showing you step by step. You're also going to be given the details to reach out to me one-on-one and my team so we can support you as you're integrating this work in your busy schedule. And we're also going to be throwing in 2 live group Q&A calls. So come ask your questions. I'm going to show you how to integrate energetic time management, not just at home, but in your work as well. Ask all your questions and I'm there to help you live in alignment with how you want to feel. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/workshop and join us live today in May.
Emotional poop. What is it and why do we need to start talking about it? Okay, so I said the word poop, so I either got your attention or I pissed you off. Again, it's an explicit podcast and it's only going to get messier. Welcome, guys, back to the show. You know who I am. I'm Heather Chauvin, and this Mom is in Control podcast is all about helping you take back control of your life, really, truly understanding why are your children driving you crazy, and what is it about their behavior? What is their behavior really, really, really trying to tell you? These are concepts that you're not going to learn by reading the daily or weekly parenting column in your local newspaper. You're not going to learn this information in your doctor's office. Well, you might if they're forward thinking. And you're definitely, definitely not going to get this information from your child's school. This is a responsibility. This is going beyond the playground. This is going beyond the dinner table. This is getting a real deep dive into what is our brain trying to convince us to be, do, or have? And what is an emotional poop? What am I talking about? So I'm all about emotional intelligence. I'm all about helping you understand your big emotions, fear, anxiety, overwhelm, understanding the transformational process, creating these changes in our life. Because, you know, when I'm reading some of these books or I'm listening to these videos or understanding concepts from people who have dedicated their life's work to shifting paradigms in parenting or life and creating transformation for you, I'm always left this one question of, this is all fine and dandy, but how do I implement this into my life now? What do I do in the moment when, you know, I want to get out of bed at 6 a.m., but the second my alarm goes off, I have no energy, no motivation to get my ass out of bed? What do I do when my child is screaming in my face? What do I do when the school calls and I don't know how to handle that situation and I get really nervous and then I start feeling guilty and blaming myself that it's all my fault? What do I do? So that's kind of the gap that I'm attempting to bridge for you, is how do we take these big concepts and dumb them down into everyday simple life strategies. So today I wanted to talk about an emotional poop. It's a discharge, it's a detox, it's letting the emotion pass through your body. So what happened was I was asked by a client, who's in the mastermind, which is my signature program, and we're shifting it, checking it out, or not shifting, checking it out. We are revamping it a little bit. It's going to be uber supportive. So we're going to be launching a summer session of that very shortly. So if that's something that you're interested in and you want to, you know, apply, then head on over to mastermind. momisincontrol.com/MIIC. If you have no idea what I just said and you can't find the link, then just send us an email, support@heatherchauvin.com. Okay. So I had a client and she said to me, Heather, you know, I'm doing everything that you're telling me to do. I'm loving this. I'm seeing all of the shifts in my family, children's behavior. I'm getting to bed. You know, I'm feeling the shifts and I'm so excited. But there's this immense fear that's coming up, or there's this anxiety or whatever it might be. And I said, yes, 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 yes. She goes, what are you talking about? I said, you know, when emotions are passing through our body, it's just like a release. So think about it. You eat a meal, you have your fruits and vegetables, your coffee, your water, whatever, and then you urinate and you defecate, right? You shit and you piss. Number one, number two. So, or number two, number one, whatever I just said. What does that do? It's getting rid of the waste, right? It's like, okay, your body processed this. It doesn't need this. So it's going to come out as poop. Your body processed this. It doesn't need it. So it comes out as urine, right? We don't want to talk about these things, but it's true. And a lot of, you know, healthcare practitioners, holistic nutritionists, naturopaths, things like that, even doctors, they want to know, what does your stool look like, right? Like, is it solid? Is it loose? Because that tells a lot of what's going on the inside of you. But it's also allowing you to release it and to let it go. We don't judge it. We're like, oh, I need to go to the washroom, and we go to the washroom. Everybody does it. If you don't do it, things aren't working properly in your body. So what's an emotional poop? An emotional poop is the exact same process, except it's with the emotion, the emotional system, the nervous system. So we're processing stuff, right? We're doing a detox. We're, you know, eliminating things from our life. We're trying to be simple. It might be something as simple as you're like, okay, I'm going to reorganize a closet, or I'm going to reorganize the toys and eliminate like half the toys in our house. There's going to be sadness. There might be grief. There might be resistance. There's going to be, it might be anger, all of these emotions that are going to pop up. It might be in you. It might be in your children, right? Your children might go, oh, I miss all my toys. Well, they're actually releasing the emotions, the emotional attachment that they've had to these items. So if we take the toys, for example, and you're like, honey, we have so many toys. We need to cut this in half. You know, I know that when we cut it in half, your brain is going to feel better because there's going to be less clutter. The child doesn't understand that less clutter equals freedom, right? It doesn't understand that they're going to feel better if there's less clutter. But what's happening is you trigger, by letting go of that stuff, you trigger the emotional response. So if the child was holding on to that toy because that toy reminded them of a person or a memory or something, and then you get rid of that toy, it's going to trigger that emotional codependency that they had on that. And so it's an opportunity for them to grow. But what happens is when we don't allow our children to process the emotion, then it gets trapped and it gets stuck in the body. And then we say, oh, okay, I won't let go of those toys because I don't want to upset you. So then what happens is you have more and more and more and more toys, right? So imagine eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner and not taking a shit for a week. Like, I'm sure if you've ever had constipation, you're like, oh my gosh, I know what that is. And that's so painful. All of this waste is, and poop and discharge and everything that needs to leave your body is stuck and trapped in your colon. Like it's like you're jammed, right? You're stuck altogether. You're uncomfortable. You're not sleeping properly. You're not functioning properly. You're holding on. Like it's really, really uncomfortable. It's going to affect every aspect of your life because you're not going to be able to focus. So an emotional poop, guys, is when we do the work that I tell you to do, the work that other people have told you to do. Might be something as simple as waking up earlier, going to the gym, meditating, eating a fucking vegetable, drinking your water. The emotions that come up, it's just a process of letting go. So I'm going to give you another example, a personal example. I have been on this health journey for a while. I mean, we're all on a health journey, but of consciously paying attention to my health and paying attention to my body and understanding what does it need from me, la-di-da. So 3 years ago when I had cancer, I didn't have cancer. When my body had cancer and, you know, it passed through me. I was like, okay, cool. I want to see what was happening in my body, yada, yada. Since then, I've equated my immune system to be that of like an infant, and I'm very fragile when it comes to getting sick. I get stressed. I mean, if I have a stressful thought of, oh my gosh, I have a busy week or something's coming up this weekend, immediately I'll get triggered and I'll get sick. A kid in my house gets sick, I'm sick. Simple things, right? And I have chronic ear infections, like just all of this stuff. And so part of me is frustrated and going, oh shit, you know, this sucks. But to be honest, there's a lot of emotional discharge, emotional poop, that is part of this process. So I'm going through a detox right now. It's a detox that I'm doing with my naturopath. There's no specific name for it, so I can't tell you what it's called. It's just based on, you know, being strict with my diet, not super strict, but just being mindful of what I'm eating. You know, I'm doing infrared saunas. I'm going to do 100 of them in like 4 months. You know, drinking excessive amounts of water where I need to urinate every 5 minutes. Taking all these supplements, doing these things. So I'm doing these things, right? And I'm putting them on my calendar and I'm rearranging things and I'm making it happen. The reason why I'm doing this is because I'm trying to be deliberate with, you know, knowing that, okay, Heather, it's consistency and it's habits that create transformation. It's not going to be like one day miraculously I'm going to wake up and all these problems are going to be gone. I need to co-create how I'm treating my body and understanding that transformation is a process. The reason why I'm telling you this is because I go through ebb and flows of emotional shit, right? I'm trying to rebalance my hormones. Well, if my hormones are off, I'm going to be a psycho bitch. And then the next day I'm uber fine and I feel like I'm crazy. I know I'm not alone when I say this, right? Also, some days I will feel like I'm processing something like deep grief or sadness or vulnerability where I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel so naked today that if someone said boo to me the wrong way, I'm just going to cry. So this is the kicker. I'm getting sick more now that I'm doing this cleanse, this detox. And so getting sick is a trigger for me because I don't equate getting sick to I'm going to get sick and get cancer again. I don't do that. For me, when I get a cold or something, it's a sign of like failure. And I understand that this is my shit and I'm working on it, and I understand that this is false, right? That's not true. I'm not a failure at all. But it's just like I'm being challenged, like I'm running a marathon, you know, choosing to be committed to just loving myself and being really good to my body is like running a marathon. And, you know, I see the finish line. I just want to give up. My legs hurt. My body hurts. And I can't. And so I'm really challenging myself right now to look at everything that comes up of like, how are you talking to yourself, Heather? When do you fall off the wagon? When do you get back on? And so what I'm telling you is I'm getting sick more often and it's triggering me. So I reached out to my naturopath. I said, what the fuck's going on? I know what you're going to tell me, but I just need you to tell me so that I feel okay. Excuse me. And she says to me, Heather, it's part of the process. It's all coming up. It's all coming out. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because emotional poop. We need to understand that part of the transformational process, whether it's with our children, whether it's with ourself, whether it's with our relationships, is that our shit is going to come up. And so the shit might be not literal shit, but it will be emotional. And so, getting sick more, I'm like, this is what I was avoiding. But I'm playing a long-term game here. I want all of this stuff to come up so that I can let it go. So the fun thing is, when you feel it and you don't judge it, it will pass. So as I'm sitting here, you know, I got a little cold last week and I was like, oh, fuck, here we go again. And so I'm like, no, Heather, do what you need to do, right? Drink your water, take your supplements, do the sauna, love yourself, you know, take the rest. If you need a rest day, take the rest, take the extra rest, drop the dishes, you know, well, not literally, but don't do the dishes right away. Go take a nap, do something. I'm learning about permission and I teach this stuff, but it's always about going deeper within yourself and giving yourself more and more and more permission to do whatever the fuck you want to do, right? We have so many like things and pressure that we put on ourselves of, I need to do this, I need to do that, if I don't do this. And guys, it's all about living. It's all about being alive and living your best life. So emotional poop. If you have started this transformational self-help, self-identity journey, and you're trying to figure out more about who you want to be, how you want to show up in the world, how you can authentically help your children feel better in their own mind and body, and you're like, oh my gosh, some days I feel like I'm on an emotional roller coaster. Allow it to pass. Don't judge it. It's your body's way of letting go what is no longer serving you. It's your body's way of taking a dump, right? So emotional poop, love it up, let yourself feel it, let yourself let it go, and be grateful that it's coming up. Like, yes, I'm so grateful that I feel vulnerable today because I know tomorrow I'm going to feel stronger. This is going to pass. So thanks guys for listening to me about poop and emotions. What do you need from me? Let me know. I have been, if you've noticed, I haven't been podcasting as much. It's because I've been working on a really amazing, amazing project for you guys. I'm launching a conference, an online conference with like my favorite authors on parenting and brain science and things that I don't even understand. But it's all about helping you help your children and get your shit together so that you can live your best life. I'm going to let you know as soon as that's ready. Most likely I will be announcing it next week, but it's launching June 1st and you'll be the first to know. Other than that, if you have any questions for me, let me know. What do you want me to podcast about? What do you want me to talk about? Send me a message. support@heatherchauvet.com. Talk soon.
happen. Anything could 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 happen.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz.